Okay, sorry. Okay, we just got a question on the chat with regard to the EEOC and whether or not someone, one of your employees with COVID, is automatically considered someone with a disability under the ADA. And that question, that answer is no, they are not. It depends on, are they substantially limited in one or more of life's major activities? So people with COVID-19 are having different symptoms. People have different severity of symptoms. So you still would have to make an individualized assessment under the ADA.
And then the second question that we got has to do with if an employee is told to return to work but says no because they're scared that they'll be exposed to COVID-19 and live with a healthy elderly parent, is that an ADA issue? Well, let me address it first as a TWC issue. If you have someone who's 65 years or older living in your household and you're concerned about exposing that person, you could refuse to return to work and it would be, you would be eligible for unemployment benefits. Now, if is it an ADA issue? Probably not, because you, the person that you're living with is a healthy elderly patient, and we don't consider somebody who's 65 or older automatically disabled because of their age. They are considered at risk by the TWC for unemployment benefits, but not necessarily disabled due to their age under the ADA.
Yes, and I would point you to the, this is why one reason we started with the EEOC COVID guidance. It's actually very complete and really thorough, and I think it will help answer all your questions if you have a chance to take a look at it and the webinar that, that is on the website. During the EEOC, during the pandemic, the EEOC has continued to remain at work. We've been under 100% telework. Charges have been taken only by phone. The offices have been closed, obviously. But investigators have continued to take charges. They're working from home. I know some of you may have gotten calls from EEOC or emails from EEOC requesting information or sending a request for information on an ongoing investigation. Some of you have responded, what the heck? But, and we understand that, we get that. And extensions have been granted, I think, probably in every case. Some companies are able to respond, and we understand when they're not able to. Some investigations have been delayed. And during this time, I think it's also important for people to know little bit of inside information, and that is that there has been a lot of hiring approved lately. EEOC in Dallas is adding investigators, we're adding investigative assistants, we're adding some, we've been approved to hire some managers in El Paso and San Antonio. So once everybody gets back to work, I think you may see the wheels begin to start rolling again. You know, in due time. I do think after COVID-19, you should expect delays in investigations. There will be a mail backlog. While information has come in by email, the U.S. Postal Mail will have to be reviewed, and we have charges that, that will come in through the mail. You might see an explosion of charge filing. And the other thing I think you can expect is to have requests for on-site investigations, because on-sites have been stopped during this time. So there are several cases. For example, in Dallas, we've had cases involving sex harassment in restaurants, for example. And we need to do an on-site to go in to see how much room there actually is between the dishwasher station and the waitress station. So those have been postponed. Once we get back to work, those you'll get requests for those on-site investigations. No matter what, hold on to your records, preserve your records, because you'll need to do that for the upcoming investigations.
I want to point out one thing. We know that some of the procedures of the EEOC had already started changing before the pandemic. I'm in the San Antonio area, and you can't really just walk in anymore and file a charge. You really need to set an appointment, and the appointments are sometimes several months out, I can expect that walking into the federal government office after this pandemic will still be slow. So you need to be aware of the fact that if you have someone who is creeping up on the end of their charge period, you need to make sure you get that filed, get that appointment, and preserve that time, because it is a little different than it has been in the past. You can't just run over there and file a charge real quick. So need to find the fax numbers and the if there's an email way to send it, or set your appointment and make sure you document that.